Nigeria Info.
That's right. This is the Morning Crossfire 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you and welcome to the last lap on the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We started off a conversation yesterday on the show on market in Lagos as we took a look at the closure of the Oyinbo market recently reopened, the general issues around cleanliness, maintenance, and the processes around markets in Lagos. As we told you yesterday, there are currently about 425 markets in Lagos State, and each of these ones apparently have different management systems. So today we continue that conversation as I promised you yesterday, and we're live on Facebook and YouTube right now on 99.3 Nigeria Info, where you can watch the show, leave us your thoughts and your comments. To join me on the show this morning, I've brought to you, graciously joining us over the phone, the vice chairman of the Lagos Mainland local government, Honorable Emi Lagba, joins us right now. Jibril Emi Lagba is the vice chairman, Lagos Mainland local government. Good morning, sir. Thanks for being here.
Yes, good morning.
Many thanks. So let's start off with the Oyinbo issue. That's the most recent, and that's what has dug up the conversation and the focus on markets again. Can you tell us what happened at the Oyinbo market? Why was it closed for 2 weeks?
Well, I cannot say anything about the closure. But we thank God everything has been settled. It has been opened. And according to the law, the market, constitutionally, the local government is directly in charge of market. That is Nigerian constitution.
Yes.
And up to this morning, we are still in charge. In fact, myself and our team, we are in the market yesterday to look what is going on there. And we thank our governor. He supports the law and guides the marketers to continue selling their market by providing security since last week for the market. That is what I can say for now.
Okay, I am happy that you've opened the conversation for me, because I was going to start saying that the Constitution says that the local government is in charge of markets. However, why don't you know why the market was closed? This is directly on your table, directly under your purview. If the market was shut for full 2 weeks, there must be a reason, and I will be surprised if you don't know about it.
Yes, we heard that the market was closed. And as a government, we took a proactive action by approaching the issue. And we approached it internally, and it has been resolved internally. The market has been open.
What
our own concern is that our people in the market must save, and we need to take care of them. We don't. When we heard that they are protesting, we moved down to the market, talked to them, and they listened to us because they are our people. And mind you, I'm from that direct world. I'm from that world. I acquired my vice chairman right from that world. In fact, I'm more or less a market boy because I was born, bred at Oyinbo.
Good.
Until this morning, I'm still living at Oyinbo. I'm talking to you directly from my house at Oyinbo. So I'm very close and familiar with the terrain of Oyinbo. I school at UNA Primary School, Oyinbo. Dentsu Grammar School, Oyinbo, before I proceed to Lautech.
So this means to me that, I mean, you've clearly told me you're the right person to talk to on every front. Yes. However, like you might know, this is the second day we're treating this conversation. And I might tell you that, unlike what you think, a lot of these market people are not happy about how markets are being governed. I listened to a lot of them yesterday tell me that there is a lot of hanky-panky going on in these markets. And I believe you might know. In the first instance, can you tell us, how is the process of the market run in terms of having chairmen and chairwomen, yalogers and babalogers? What are the roles of these people, and how is this in relation to your role as being in charge of the markets?
Well, yes, the Constitution stated clearly.
Yes.
We are in charge directly.
Yes.
And we assign a committee to manage the market from the council.
Okay.
That's why that they have their own ideologia, which is normal. They are the ones to monitor the marketer and submit their own report to our committee.
Okay.
In fact, I have mandated our own direct committee to furnish me a written report. I gave them till last Friday to submit a written report to me. That's why I went back to the market yesterday and everything is okay.
Have they submitted the report now?
Yes, the report is already with me. I'm studying the report. But by the grace of God, by Thursday, action will be taken on the report, by the grace of God.
Okay.
And as I'm talking to you, the market is very clean, very sanitized, okay.
Yeah, so the market might be clean now, but if the underlying issues are not dealt with, we're going to go back to square one. Now, you have told me now that the Yaloja, Babaloja, the chairman and whatever is something the traders decide to do themselves. But yes. Some of my callers yesterday complained about the system of the Yaloja, Babaloja. In some of the markets, that I was told, they elect their chairman. In some others, the Yaloja and the Babaloja is imposed on them. Do you know about this imposition? Do you organize, do you help them in organizing the elections if need be in some of these markets? Or is it a free-for-all?
No, they elect their officials, they are said. We have seven markets in Lagos, mainland.
Mm-hmm.
All their leaders were elected by the market that. And submitted their election results to us for us to endorse.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one can elect Yaloja without the hand of the local government.
Mm-hmm.
We should be part of it.
That's good to know. That's relieving to know. Let's talk about the cleanliness, which is the biggest issue right now. The chairman of the traders yesterday was with me on the show, and he said to me that they collect a daily toll from this market, men and women, 100 naira per day from each trader for cleanliness and for loma. However, the market was still very dirty. So what is your role in determining how much our waste is being managed at the market? If people are paying a daily toll of 100 naira, and they still have to then dispose their waste themselves, you can agree with me that although the market is clean today, if you give it a few weeks, we'll be back at status quo.
Yeah, thank you. I said earlier on that I've had the market committee, that is the committee directly from the council, they have given me their own report. I'm still working on that. If I answered your question, you are trying to jump into my... the study of the report. Give me till Thursday before I can say anything on that. But I've assured you, maybe you don't know, I'm even in charge of the sanitation of the local government.
So why is the place then dirty?
You see, that's the reason I said they should submit their report.
But I understand you, sir, but I'm saying that if it needs once in a while report to understand what is going on, it means that there isn't a consistent follow-up and maintenance of cleanliness on a weekly basis, possibly?
That is the instruction. Okay. I said it earlier on. We have several markets in Lagos mainland.
Yes.
Why is it only Oyibo? We have this complaint. And we must have this complaint for Oyibo. We don't have the type of Oyibo market in Lagos State. We have only this type of market in Lagos State. Oyibo is bigger. It's bigger. You cannot compare Oyibo market with my 12 market. It's a market that people came from outside Lagos to buy and sell. People came from Osun, Ekiti, Ondo, bring their wares and sell at Oyibo.
So is it overwhelming to manage this Oyibo market? Is it overwhelming to manage it?
you see, it's not overwhelming. Not overwhelming. That is the nature of that market.
It cannot be clean.
Yeah. We are operating the market in three ways.
Okay.
The market starts. One market starts right from 9 o'clock in the night till 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Another people will come in the midnight around 3-4 o'clock till morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then another set we started selling right from 8 o'clock till night again.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, with this ways of selling, there is no way 30 will come. The way it comes, we are attacking. The way it comes, we remove it.
No, I don't think so. I cannot agree with you that the way it comes, it is being removed. If that had happened, the market would not need to be shut for being extremely dirty. If it was being removed as the marketers, I know it was a peculiar market. I drive past that place early morning at 4 a.m. There's always trading going on, which is why I asked if it's overwhelming to actually manage that market, if it's that big. But if it's, do we have a problem with Loma picking up waste? Do we have a problem with where to put the waste? Is there a problem?
No, we don't have problem with Loma.
Okay.
You know, the market, as I said earlier on, it's a special market for Lagos State, the whole Lagos State.
Okay.
If I said the whole Lagos State, you can't compare Oyibo market to Thailand market or a market from Festac. It's a peculiar market that people from all the local government will come, sell, and buy. So, as I said earlier on, we need to use another approach in removing the revenue, in which we are preparing to do. And let me tell you one thing. Even if the market is dirty, I told you, I'm in charge directly under my the leadership of my chairman, Honorable Omolola SCN, as the supervisor for environment. And I said it earlier on that we have several markets. Why is this? Oyibo alone. Go to the other market. We have Ido market, Waisa market, Otumara market, Olale market, and Ademuiwa market. Very neat and tidy. Because you can't compare the other six markets with Oyibo market.
I hear you. I hear you. Let me take you back a bit. My phone lines are buzzing. Your market people want to talk to you. They know that you are coming here today. Let me go back to the 2 weeks closure. Why did you allow the market to be closed for 2 weeks before you intervened, if you intervened at all?
Well, let me answer this way. I am the vice chairman.
Yes.
I have a chairman. If I am not directed by my chairman to hatch, I won't do anything.
For 2 weeks?
Hello, I can't answer about 2 weeks. I had the... We went there the third day it happened. We went there the third day. We heard that the market was closed. So, in our own records, it's not 2 weeks.
Oh, you
the government, we cannot hold our hands for our market to lock for 2 weeks.
You're saying the market was not closed for 2 weeks?
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
Clarify for me, please.
The message we received, we went there the third day. We heard that the market was locked.
But it remained locked for 2 weeks.
You said it.
Oh, really? All right. Finally, before I go to the phones, please, can you explain to me what is the role of the Iyaloja General? In fact, I invited her this morning. I just spoke to her. She's getting her children ready for school. I asked if she's able to join us at 8:30. But there's a big question mark hanging over the office of the Iyaloja General in Nigeria. What is this office? And what is this office in relation to the role of the local government? Is that office superior to the office of the local government chairman? Can you clarify for us?
Well, I knew about my company. I work in the local government as vice chairman. I know my role. Now, I said it earlier on, constitutionally, we have right to install Iyaloja in the market. We have the right to install Babaloja in the market. We are the one that oversees the market.
Yes.
That is what I can say about that.
Oh, you don't know?
I said we knew that Iyaloja, because we are politicians, we cannot run for that. The Iyaloja General is an institution on our own in terms of markets.
How? How did that happen? What law backs that up?
You see, I've said one thing now, that I'm a politician. And we work with ideologists, with the marketers. They are the ones voted us in.
Yes.
And we cannot enter the office and deny them. They are our people. And we are working with them.
What people are you referring to? The market people or the office of the Yoruba General?
The market people.
Yeah,
was appointed among the marketer.
Okay, from here, you know I'm not a market person. So this is what I understand about the hierarchy. So apparently there are the traders at the bottom rung. Then they elect their chairman or their Yaloja or Babalojas, right? And I see that above that is the local government, the chairman, the vice chairman, the committees set up. And then it appears to me that there is a superior office, which is that of the Yaloja General. That is different from the Yalojas and Babalojas within the market. That is the particular office I'm asking you to please explain to me. What is that role? What is that office? Did you constitute that office?
Is the leaders. You see, in the market, we have Yaloja.
Yes.
In the entire local government, all the Yalojas of the 7 markets, we appoint a general Yaloja for the local government.
Oh, okay.
And all the local government, the Yaloja general, we appoint the Yaloja of Lagos.
Okay.
Then all the Yalojas of the state, we appoint Yaloja general. So it's a procedure.
Oh, okay.
It's a procedure that we cannot run for.
Okay. Okay, that explains it. That's the explanation I needed to hear. But is this superior to your office, or do they report to you? What's the reportorial line?
The supremacy you are talking about.
Yes.
I cannot answer that. My superior officer is the governor.
The governor?
Yes, we work under the state.
Yeah, but the market isn't under the office of the governor. It's under your office.
Yes, yes. That's what we are saying. When we have the problem, we run to the governor. The governor give us support. The market was open and provide us security to protect our people.
All right.
You understand? You see, when we have the problem, we did not run to Yaroja. We run to the governor because he's our boss.
Well, what that insinuates to me is that you do not have the final say on matters regarding the office of the Yaloja General.
No. You see, we had bad issue last year during the NSAS issues that some bosses got burnt.
Yes.
At Oyinbo.
Yes.
You see, it happened because we did not take immediate action.
Mm.
So with the last experience we have with the NSAS, when this happened, we swing into action and connect the governor.
Okay.
He's our father. You see, we don't want this thing to escalate to where we cannot control. And we thank God.
I hear you.
We did the control.
I hear you, sir. That's please, can you hold on for me? I need to go on a quick ad break. You have to look at my phone lines. People are calling in. They want to talk to you. I'd ask you to please hold on the line when I go on this break. Nigeria, this is Nigeria Info 99.3. A break is coming up. I'll be right back. Well, I must thank you all very much for holding on. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Honorable Emilagba Jibril Kolawole is a vice chairman of the Lagos Mainland local government, who joins me on the show discussing who is truly in charge of markets in Lagos. We've had an extensive conversation for the past 30 minutes. Hello, sir. Thank you for holding on. So I'll open the phone lines and allow you to interact with your people. They're on the line everywhere. They were calling throughout the break. If you're there, please, you have less than 60 seconds to speak because I have so many people on the line. Go straight to the point, your name and your comment. Let's talk. All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, darling. Where me mom?
Morning to you, ma'am.
How was your night?
It was okay. Thank you. What's your name?
Damola from Ikeja.
All right. Please go ahead.
Mr. Vice Chairman, good morning.
Yes, good morning. You are welcome.
How was your night?
Yeah, thank God, thank God.
Sir, there is a question I want to ask that you said now you don't know why Oyinbo Market was shut down. And you are telling Lagosian that Oyinbo Market is under your local government.
Yes.
And now telling Lagosian that you don't know why the market shut down. Why the priority of the poor widow are not your priority? white people suffering, getting little things for their children in that market was shut down for 2 weeks. And now you are arguing with Wemimo that it wasn't 2 weeks. Let's say it's not 2 weeks, it's 2 weeks. You cannot explain why the market was shut down, sir. This is big shame. And two, you are trying to tell us that the market, you are there yesterday and everything is normal. What of the people that have lost one or two things, their market? Are you people compensating them? Are you people doing anything to bring these poor widow women taking care of their children all alone?
All right.
Are you bringing joy to their faces?
All right. I thank you very much. Again, I have many people on the line. We'll take another question and we'll answer both together. Joy is on the line from Ikeja. Hello, Joy.
Good morning to you, Irmo, once
Good morning,
again,
Joy. Welcome.
And also to the resource person. This is rather very unfortunate that we find ourselves in this kind of situation in Nigeria and in Lagos. How can a market be closed for 2 weeks and the government, the top tier government, is saying they are not that he's not aware, that he cannot speak on that. I don't know if we really work for the citizen, if we come to serve, or we are in office to rule. It's actually not fair what Nigerians are actually passing through from our leaders. Because you can't say that a market was locked for 2 weeks and you're not aware. And
okay.
Again, something happened. If truly you are in charge and the market is actually under your office, you are supposed to, first in instance, is for you to actually call the Yaloja and talk to her first. Then before you cannot proceed, if you cannot do anything and nothing is happening, you cannot proceed to meet with the governor.
All right, Joy, thank you very much. I'll take a final one from Christopher, then I'll let Mr. Milagba respond. Christopher, good morning.
Yeah, well, good morning.
Welcome.
The vice chair, good morning, sir.
Good morning,
Look,
sir.
Look, it's very, very funny and it's quite unfortunate. These are people you will need. The same DC Yaloja General will come to these women during the election. How come these guys voted for you? You feel unconcerned about their own respect. And the 2 weeks perishable food. I hear some of them yesterday. Oh, no, they did not ask us to pay 5 million. Nobody wants to talk. It's too bad. You will need these women, these traders. You will need them. The election is coming up soon. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Milagba, I'll let you respond to the questions raised. Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You see, the fourth woman that just spoke in Ikeja.
Yes.
Yes, he spoke just because she's living at Ikeja. This is Lagos mainland local government. And I said it earlier on, I was born within Oyinbo. My parents were marketers within that market before even I was born.
Okay.
I know everything about that market. Hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I can hear you.
Our own, we are representing our people. And there is an issue. The issue has been tracked out. And I mentioned it last time that I was in that market yesterday. I was in that market on Saturday. By the grace of God, today I will still be inside that market.
Let's address the issue of compensation. Some of the marketers said they lost goods worth about 50 million in total. Is that compensation?
Compensation?
Yes.
Are we as a council that locked the market? You see, this is a constitutional issue. If you are compensating them, EFCC will come tomorrow. We have to be careful.
EFCC will probe you for compensating them?
That there is a report before me that I'm being treated. And I said you give me till Thursday.
Yes.
I cannot shoot myself. I cannot shoot myself my leg.
I totally get you.
I cannot just conclude it now without studying the report.
Okay, let me go back to the phone lines and take a few more. You need to see my phone lines from here. It's fire. All right, I'm back here on the phones. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mewo.
Yes, sir.
Quick one. You have your book on the line.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I keep hearing you say
I'm the Vice Chairman.
Okay, Vice Chairman. Thank you very much, sir. I understand the place of Constitution, which to us it makes sense. So how are we going to make the constitution be flexible to serve the common man and the grassroots? Or because from what you said, it seems as if the constitution is just serving the people in the office. And when time for to let a people in the office, the constitution will come down to the common man. So what are we doing to see that the constitution is flexible not just to protect the people that is collecting money from the common man, but it will serve the common man. Even when they collect this money, it will be used for their own good, not just for one particular people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Alex is also on the line here. Alex, good morning.
Hello, Emimo. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Now, yesterday I talked about state capture, right?
Yeah.
Yes, where you use the resources of the state to serve the interest of a few, right? Good. Today, you have brought this man. And here is a state actor who has been completely emasculated. He's afraid because he's trying to protect the interest of a few people. You see, at our own expense. What you asked him a simple question. Why was the market closed? He started by saying, let's just thank God. And that I find very disgusting. Because, you see, our politicians have a way of bringing God into issues. Issues that they have been empowered to take care of. He said, let's just thank God. And the next thing he said was, I don't know. Look, Wemimo, just one last statement I want to make.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever wanted to describe irresponsibility to anybody, please play back this tape to the person.
Let me ask you, sir, Mr. Milagba, are you afraid of anybody? Are you not telling us the full truth? That's the vibes my callers are getting.
Well,
you told me you are a politician. You were clear with me on that.
So I've said it earlier on.
Yes.
I'm a politician. I was brought up where I contested from Oyinbo Ward.
Mm.
I'm a Milander. And I cannot be threatened by anybody.
Mm.
You see, we have an issue with the marketers. We have a market. Most of them are coming outside the market, but it's an internal issue. We are trying to move them in. They are causing traffic. That's another problem. You see, you are talking about marketers. We have many issues within Lagos mainland. Yesterday, I went to lock up a distressed house at Ibadan Street.
Mm.
Because we don't want a casualty. It's another issue.
Mm.
You see, they cannot tie me down on a market alone. We have other issues.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Issues. Yes, I know that your office is in charge of a lot, but today we're focusing just on the market. I know that you have a lot on your table.
People are talking, they are talking as if I was voted in because of market alone.
Mm. But you know that
the majority of the mainlanders.
Yes, I agree. But you also understand that the market people form a huge number. That's a very big market. Yes, a lot of your.
I continue going there almost every day since the market has been open.
Ndubuisi is on the line from Makoko. Welcome to the show, Ndubuisi. Is he there? Okay, no, I cannot hear you. Let me take this one. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Put off your radio.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, what's your name?
I'm Miriam.
Yeah, Miriam, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Miriam.
Yes,
hello, Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chairman.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yeah, Vice Chairman. Yes, thank you.
Hello.
He can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He can hear me. I want to ask Mr. Vice Chairman. Do the local government have market master or market mistress in that Oyinbo market?
Yes,
who is the market master or market mistress reporting to? Is it the state, the Yalaja, or the council?
Thank you very much.
All right. Good question.
I've said you that Oyinbo market is a peculiar market.
Okay.
Let me add more. The Oyinbo market, the mall was constructed by Lagos State.
Yes.
But we own the land.
Okay.
We are having joint monitoring by the state. Hope you understand what I'm saying. Because the place was financed by the state.
Didn't the state just simply hand it over to the local government? No.
It's Lasura that are monitoring the property.
The facility.
But we as a local government, constitutionally, we have right to collect tolls, not to even manage the market directly. But we have a committee that lies with Lasura in managing that market. There is a lot of confliction in that market that people want me to talk. As a public person, I know how to control things.
Yeah, but you know, as you can hear from my callers, you know, if I called you on this show, it's because it's a very important issue. When you're done, you can look at some of the comments on Facebook. A lot of people are bothered about how the market is running. And if this is a big issue, casting aspersions on your office, I think you might want to take it seriously. So the question the last caller asked is, do we have market masters?
We have market masters in all the markets.
Who do they report to?
They report to the committee.
To the committee.
The committee, yeah. From the council.
Okay.
That liaises with state committee called Lasura.
Okay. Yeah, I think that answers that question. Yeah, I think that answers that question. That answers that question.
Hello.
Yes.
You should allow me.
Okay.
Because a person living at Ikeja cannot compare Ikeja market with Oyibo market.
Mm.
It's two different things entirely. Hope you understand what I'm saying. If you are comparing Nigeria with Republic of Benin. That is it.
You know, however, while I understand, you know, what you're trying to say, if the market is that big, that also means that the revenue that comes from that market is also huge, because there are more marketers, more money is coming in, so there's no reason for the job not to be done.
Let me tell you one thing. The marketers also were stubborn.
How do you mean?
Yes, they too are patronizing stores in the south, outside the market. Instead of them to go into the market, they are selling in the road. We are on that, pursuing them almost every day that they should go inside.
Why are they selling on the road? Is it because there's not enough space within the market itself?
We have enough space. You see, their problem is there.
Mm-hmm.
The people driving along the road, we not like to park and buy market.
Mm.
They prefer the marketers to bring the market to them inside their car.
Does this happen at Edo Market, for instance, also?
No, the Edo market is under control.
So why do you find it difficult?
The Oyibo marketers, the one outside, they are too stubborn.
You know, I asked you a question earlier. I asked if the marketing Oyibo is overwhelming. And I think that with what you're telling me, it's a bit overwhelming, isn't it?
It's not a matter of overwhelming. It's a matter of their stubbornness.
So why are you unable to deal with that? Why is it?
You see, I've said one thing earlier on, that this type of market is a peculiar market. It's
yes.
A peculiar market in Lagos State. There are people outside the state from Osun, Ekiti, are bringing their wares to sell. And you know, I'm sorry, the way they are selling market in Osun, Ekiti. It's quite different the way we are selling here.
Okay.
You go to their road there, they are selling on the road.
Okay, so
with the training they have from their state, they brought it down here.
There must be a way, if you agree with me, there must be a way around this. Okay, let me take a few more calls. We have just about 2-3 more minutes to go. I'd allow 2 more calls and then we can say our goodbyes. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome. Please put off your radio quickly. Are you there? No, you're not ready for me. If you're calling me, you need to put off your radio. You know that already. So let's not waste any more time. Okay, can't hear you either. Omao, is this Omao? Omao, me? Yeah, let it go.
And
Omao,
like
me, good
to
morning.
I'd like this question to the vice chairman.
All right, go ahead, please.
What is making emphasis on is peculiar. It's peculiar.
What
is the peculiarity about this Oyibo market? Why is it that based on what he has analyzed, all true, he's feeling as if the lady that called from Ikeja is tackling him. They have our market in Ikeja. We have markets here in where I stay. But
what local government are you calling from?
Ibejulekki.
Okay.
Thank you.
And when you say thank you, does it mean that it's easier for the local government chairman and vice chairman to manage Ibejulekki than it is for you to manage Oyibo?
Hello?
Okay, she's gone. Chioma is on the line from command. That's possibly going to be our last caller. Chioma, hello, good morning.
Hello, Wemimo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thank you. God bless you for
Thank
your good
you.
Work and reward you immensely.
Amen. Amen.
From what we are hearing and what since yesterday, the other man that came yesterday, from the look of things, you know that we can never get the truth from the state actors. But I know that God of heaven, as we are praying, will redeem us from all these people. Thank you very much. And thank you for Nigeria Info. It's one of the best stations that is enlightening us, making us even to know, to have mouths in things that relates to us. God will bless all of you.
Thank you very much. I don't have any more time. WhatsApp is overwhelming. Facebook overwhelming. Let me see if I can take one question. Someone here says it lives on Market Street, Oyigbo 1B to be precise. The markets pay money to the Yaloja. They're given tickets and they're made to pay all sorts of levies and the likes. He thinks there's a lot of politics going on here. The vice chairman has told us to give him till Thursday to peruse this report and come up with a solution. I trust his promise to us to give us feedback by Thursday. Is that right, sir? Yes. So, again, let me remind you, I've reached out to the Yaloja General. We had an extensive conversation yesterday. This morning, I heard that she was getting her children ready for school, so she couldn't be here. I'll see if we can get her to come either tomorrow or on Thursday again with the Honorable Vice Chairman on the show. This is Nigeria Info. Everything Lagos is talking about, we'll talk about it here right on the show. Very big thanks to you, sir, for joining us today.
Hello. Hello?
I'm with you. I need to go right now.
Yes. You see, anyone that need to assist us, they have the right to write to me about the market.
Please tell us how they can reach you. I have 10 seconds to go.
Yes, 080. That's my number.
Okay.
On my WhatsApp, 080-33-129-770.
That is it. If you didn't get the number, go listen to it again on Facebook. I'll see you again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Talk to me on social media at Wemimo Sport. See you. Don't go away. Jimmy Disu is in here in a moment with Daily Digest.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.